You're listening to the July 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Mana Onna. This is a Malagasy greeting. This month I visited the world's second largest island nation, Madagascar. Known for its diverse and unique plants and animals, this island off the eastern coast of Africa was also the home of Blessed Victoire Rasoamarivo. I joined the small tourist group to learn from the local guide, and we started our trip in the central highlands and the city of Antananarivo. This time of year, the weather in the highlands is cool and comfortable. I spent time praying at the tomb of Blessed Victoire and learning more about her life and faith. Victoire was born into a noble Malagasy family in 1848. She converted to Catholicism and prayed for her husband to convert, which God granted. In 1883, Catholic churches were locked and missionaries sent away during the Malagasy-French War. The missionaries entrusted Victoire with the task of protecting the Catholic community on the island. Under Victoire's careful and persistent care, the Catholic faith flourished. Children were taught the faith, and Sunday prayer services continued with lay leaders. It must have been hard for Victoire to persevere, left alone and persecuted, but she relied on God's strength. Blessed Victoire's tomb is now in a small chapel in front of the Cathedral of Andohalo, Immaculate Conception Cathedral, in the capital city of this nation. The Gothic-style church was completed in 1890 and reflects the influence of French colonialists. Pope Francis visited Victoire's tomb in September 2019, and a local nun excitedly described to me the crowded outdoor mass at which he presided, full of local song styles, brightly dyed clothing, and other customs. Soon, I was on my way to Saint-Lucie Reserve, a coastal forest area in the southwest. I was able to spend 2 weeks volunteering with a sustainability organization. I spent many hot days counting various types of plants, as the data helps the group protect the unique wildlife in the area. I was able to feed lemurs, which were healing and waiting to be returned to the wild. The lemurs were curious and happily climbed on my shoulder. At night, I slept in a tent, listening to nocturnal lemurs, insects, and the waves on the shoreline. I also spent time learning complicated clapping games from local children, answering their questions with my limited French. Both French and Malagasy are widely spoken here. Perhaps my very favorite memory was waking up to find a chameleon climbing a branch just outside my tent. The diversity of animal life in Madagascar is amazing. Just as I hope all these creatures can be preserved, I'm also thankful to Blessed Victoire's strength in preserving the Catholic faith on the island. She was brave, loyal, and determined, and I pray for the strength to be the same. In him, Bona Therese.